Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all over that globe, baby. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me, man, there has been tons and tons of action in the sports world, whether it's Aaron Judge getting paid fat dollar bills, y'all, 360 million of them over 9 years. We had the Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams from USC, get that taken care of on Saturday. Oh, my gosh, we got bowl games to talk about. We got playoffs to talk about. We got Boston Celtics, Warriors to talk about. Mike Wilson, we got a ton of things to talk about in the sports world, and obviously the big one, NFL Week 14 is here, my friend. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. It sounds like you've had a couple cappuccinos this morning there, Dorf, but look,
got something going on in the coffee, my friend, for sure, for sure.
We won't say what that is, but I kind of have an idea. But, yeah, look, sports world is on fire. There's a lot. This time of year for me is awesome. You got NHL, you got NBA, you got the playoff race and the NFL shaping up. You got college football bowl games, playoffs, Heisman, baseball winter meetings. It's all crazy, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, brother, I agree, man. What a day we got to look forward to ahead of us talking about the sports world. Are you kidding me, people? Get at us, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion, me, Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey, we talk baseball, and before we talk hockey, John, I guess we better address the elephant in the room, and that would be $360 million going to Aaron Judge. You know what? This guy bet on himself, right? Didn't sign that deal with the Yankees before the year and winds up getting paid probably, I don't know, like $70 million more dollars, or I don't know, $60 million, $40 more million, whatever it is, right? At the end of the day, the guy bet on himself, hit 62 home runs, and the rest is history. Obviously, the Yankees don't win the World Series, but I think they're banking on something like that happening when you sign this guy for the next 9 years for $360 million. So, let's get that out of the way first, and anything you have about winter meetings or anything along those lines, let's get that out of the way before we talk hockey, John.
Okay, good morning, Andy. Doing very well. Hope you are, too. Before Mike gets his crack in, we're looking at some snow here today. It's 27 degrees, feels like 18 and snowing, so I'll get the one-up on him this morning.
Well, by the way, we could have snow here for crying out loud. So he better just not be bragging right now, because it's freaking cold out here. Okay.
Well, you know, you talk about these free agent signings, and they have been coming fast and furious after a bit of a slow start. Some incredible numbers being tossed out there, and you mentioned the Judge contract. I think we all kind of thought that the Yankees were going to find a way to get this done. From a PR standpoint, I don't think they could afford the biggest team, the richest team, could not afford to let the biggest player in the game in 2022. And I don't mean that from a height standpoint, it's 6'7". I mean that from a baseball talent standpoint and the fan attraction that resulted as a fact of him hitting the 62 home runs. I think we knew that the Yankees would have to find a way to get it done. They did get it done. I was talking to a friend of mine about this the day that the signing happened, and you know, you do the math very quickly, and $40 million a year divided by 162 is a few dollars short of $247,000 per game. And just to show you how much the game has changed, Willie Mays' highest salary was $165,000 per year. And Aaron Judge is a great baseball player, but I don't think even the most ardent New York Yankee fan would say he's Willie Mays version 2.0. So it just shows you how the game has changed and the way that money is being thrown around. You know, talking about some of these contracts, some of them kind of made sense and some of them were expected. The length of some of them has surprised me. The length of the Bogarts deal, a 30-year-old shortstop signing an 11-year deal in San Diego. What do you do with a 41-year-old shortstop? That to me doesn't make sense. Trey Turner, 11 years. Going to Philadelphia didn't surprise me. The dollars per year didn't really surprise me. The length of the contract really surprised me. But I think the biggest surprise to me, and Mike and I chatted about this offline, was the Jacob deGrom deal going to Texas. Here's a guy that opted out of a contract that was a pretty nice contract, wanted to get more money, obviously, talked about playing closer to home, which is Florida. So he goes to Texas, which is neither Florida nor is it a winning team. So I kind of have to question that one. The rest of them were all sort of expected or at least made sense. What I think is going to be interesting now that the shortstop sweepstakes have started to fall, the dominoes have started to fall, I just wonder where Carlos Correa ends up, and, you know, is he the Dodgers' fallback now? We all know the Dodgers are never afraid to write checks. Do they feel it necessary to go out and replace Turner with another star shortstop at big dollars? Or do they maybe put some faith in Gavin Lux, who came up in the system as a shortstop? They moved him to second base when they had some established shortstops, being Seager and then Turner. Do they take a chance on Lux? I think that's going to be interesting to see how the Dodgers move on that. I don't suspect that they will ignore Correa, but I think they probably have enough faith in Lux to try him at least at the start of the season. I suspect they're confident with him because, let's face it, that team has an awful lot of talent that can cover up one position not being at the superstar level.
Good morning, John, and we're not even close to having snow here. I don't even know what Andy's talking about with snow, so whatever with that. But my question is this. Look, you look at all these contracts being signed. It's approximately like $1.6 billion in money being thrown around, and it's just dumbfounding to me that there's that much money being tossed around. And I don't ever want to hear the owners complaining about, you know, these high salaries. If you don't like the high salaries, don't freaking sign these players to these deals. But, you know, more specifically, I think my son almost had an aneurysm the other day because of Bogart's going to the Padres. He was upset about that, but then he brought, you know, he's a smart kid, and he's like, Dad, he's like, what do you do with a 41-year-old, you know, shortstop, second, but, you know, infielder at the end of his contract? What is Bogarts more specifically going to bring to a Padres team that is already just loaded with hitters? I mean, I thought Padres might have gone for more pitching. I don't know, but I'm a little dumbfounded with them spending that much money on Bogarts.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me at all, Mike. You know, based on my comment earlier, you know, and you reiterated, what do you do with a 41-year-old shortstop? They're probably prepared to eat the last 2, 3, maybe even 4 years of this contract on the basis that they can maybe win now. They've got a 2 to 3 year window. You look at the young talent that they have signed. Maybe their window is a little shorter than 4 years. Maybe their window ends when Soto becomes an unrestricted free agent, which I believe is another 3 years. I just don't understand how San Diego is doing this. Obviously an owner with deep, deep pockets, because San Diego is not exactly a major market, and I don't say that disrespectfully. but San Diego being right. One of the few cities in major sports that only has a team in one of the four major sports. They have no hockey, they have no basketball, they have no football now. So they are the sports story in San Diego. I was absolutely shocked when I saw that Bogart signed for that kind of money. I didn't see him signing for 11 years. Frankly, I saw him going back to the Red Sox. I thought that they would eventually find a way to work out a deal there, but clearly that wasn't going to happen. And from his standpoint, if somebody is, quote-unquote, silly enough to offer that kind of money, why wouldn't you be smart enough to take it? I just find it odd, but, you know, the question is now, obviously they must have had some kind of a conversation with Tatis because you can't play two guys at shortstop. So Tatis obviously right. Is going to be moving to the outfield. I hope he's on side with that because, you know, he's on an awfully long contract. I think he's booked in till about 2034, also at big, big dollars. You don't want to alienate a young guy that's that talented that you have on your books for that long. So hopefully he's on side with whatever they have discussed with him here. But if he goes to the outfield, that certainly makes that an awfully strong baseball team. Like you, I would have thought they would have gone for pitching. I know Clevinger didn't play the whole season last year because he had some injuries. He is subsequently gone. So at the end of the day, I think San Diego's need still is pitching. Maybe they figure they can win a whole bunch of games 13-8. And, you know, maybe with that lineup, maybe they can. But to me, it just seems odd, and I'm on side with you. I thought it was a strange signing.
All right, so when we come back, I think Mike and I both have a couple more questions for you about some things happening in, not really happening in baseball, but they're happening, even though the season isn't being played right now. And then, if we can, let's get in a little bit about some hockey as well. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. All three of us. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
All righty. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike, I know you had a couple questions, or I have a couple questions. Both of us have a couple questions to throw at John. And I want to just throw this out there real quick. I hope I don't steal your thunder or anything like that, or go in a different direction. But we were talking a ton about pitching, right? And I think these two things go hand in hand. Verlander getting the deal at 40 years old. I'm curious what you think of that, John, the Mets deal there. And then I'm also wondering, we haven't mentioned the Los Angeles Dodgers, and for some reason, it seems like they're letting some key pieces get away from them, and we know that their pitching let them down. So what's going on with the vibe there, John? Do you like the Verlander situation, and what do you think's happening in La La Land?
Well, dealing with the Mets situation first, I guess they felt the Mets felt they had to react fairly quickly once they knew that DeGrom was gone. I suspect that DeGrom was probably their plan A, but on their terms, and Verlander was their plan B. The mere fact that DeGrom got such a long-term contract in Texas tells me that the Mets didn't have an appetite for, with his injury history, did not have an appetite for a contract that long. They weren't really afraid of the dollars. I mean, the Mets, you know, spend dollars like you and I spend, you know, 25 cents going for a cup of coffee. So I don't think the dollars were the issue with New York. I think the term of the contract was probably the issue based on his injury history. They probably feel that spending about the same amount of money on Verlander with only a two-year commitment is probably not a bad situation. And, you know, he has that rebuilt arm. So, and he showed last year that there's absolutely nothing wrong with that rebuilt arm. I mean, led the American League in all the major categories, unanimous Cy Young winner. So to me, from the Mets standpoint, it's money well spent. 2 years from now, they may feel differently when they still might have had DeGrom, but now have to go out and replace Verlander. I think that's an issue, but, you know, everybody now is dealing for today and tomorrow. They're not worried about 5 years from now. That's the next general manager's problem. If you move over to the Dodgers, yeah, they've got some pitching issues. There's no question there. I see that Kershaw's contract to 1 year at $20 million was confirmed this week, although we all kind of knew that was going to happen from 2 or 3 weeks ago when it was first discussed. The surprise with the Dodgers to me, and this is another case of how the mighty have fallen, Jason Hayward signing a one-year deal at $720,000. And here's a guy that 3 or 4 years ago was making big, big dollars. Obviously going to the Dodgers as a spare part, a bench player, chance to redeem himself perhaps. But I'm surprised that the Dodgers haven't made any big splashes. You know, I talked about the Correa situation in our previous segment. I still think he's on their radar, but I'm kind of wondering now whether the Dodgers might be trying to take a little bit of a different tack and maybe not sign all of these big free agent guys. But to me, the priority with the Dodgers should be pitching. I think the Dodgers have enough depth elsewhere, and I don't think they're going to spend a lot of money on it. And the mere fact that they didn't want to pay Bellinger the $17 million on his qualifying offer tells me that they're going to spend their money more wisely. I would think that that money now is probably going to pitching.
Yeah, I was kind of just it was just weird to me, but you know, it's the Dodgers, so we kind of come to expect chaos from them. Go ahead, Mike,
like,
real quick.
Like
go ahead.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would agree with all that. But, you know, John, in my last question, I was talking about, you know, Bogaerts leaving the Red Sox for the Padres and the contract. Well, now, look, the Red Sox signed Masataka Yoshida from Japan. What do we know about this guy other than, you know, it appears that he's a pretty damn good player, but what's he going to bring to the Red Sox?
Well, I've never seen him play. I have read a fair bit about him. I've read some scouting reports on him. He has a reputation of being an extremely good hitter. His bat is what is going to keep him in the major leagues. I don't think he's a Gold Glove outfielder. Where the Red Sox can hide him, either in left field or right field, is going to be interesting. We all know the difficulty that outfielders have playing that monster in Boston, and you can't just stick a guy in left field and hope that he's going to survive. Someone's going to have to work with him to learn how to play left field in Boston, because I think Boston is probably not necessarily the most difficult place to play as a left fielder, but it is certainly the most unique place to play as a left fielder. I was a little surprised again at the contract. I thought they overpaid for him. 5 years, $90 million, that seems like a huge commitment for a guy that's 30 or 31 and has been unproven in the major leagues. Yes, he's been a star in Japan, but I think it's probably fair to say that Japan is partway between AAA and the major leagues. Just because you can play really well in Japan does not necessarily mean that you're going to play really well in the major leagues. Yes, we've seen guys like Ohtani come over here and dominate Major League Baseball the same way that they dominated Japanese baseball. But until the guy has played a half a season, he's still very much an unknown factor. I think the Red Sox overpaid, quite frankly. I thought for 5 years, $90 million, they could have done better. But, you know, he certainly has a reputation of being an extremely good hitter, and he's certainly going to get a chance to play in Boston because Boston's in a little bit of a downturn right now.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball at the moment, but now we're going to shift gears and get a little hockey in before we let you go. And really appreciate you, John, always taking time out with us on your Sundays. And I know how it is, man. It's a family day for crying out loud, because that's pretty much what I do every Sunday. So here's the deal with what's going on in hockey. And it's going to sound just like a little bit like our conversation from last week. The Bruins are up there. The Maple Leafs are up there. Those guys both have 40-plus points, 43 and 42 respectively. And then you have the Tampa Bay Lightning behind them at 36 points. So those are your top three there. And the Metropolitan, the Devils have 43 points as well. And there's a theme here. You'll see that you'll get where I'm going with this. Is 43 is the max right now. The Devils have it. The Bruins have it. Nobody else does. The Maple Leafs are very close at 42, but there's nobody else that has that kind of points other than the Vegas Knights on the other side, who have 41. Winnipeg only 37. Dallas 37. So my point is that I think the better hockey is being played in the Eastern Conference at the moment. Doesn't mean it's going to be that way all season long. But with that being said, this Boston Bruin team is, did you ever expect this from them, John?
No, I didn't. We've talked about this previously, and we know that Boston always has a competitive team. We always know that they're in the playoff hunt. I did not see them as a first-place team. Part of that, I think, is not to downplay the way that they have played, because 43 points after 26 games, 7-2-1 in their last 10, and a plus 46 in terms of goals for and against, obviously deserving of that first place spot. But I think they've been helped tremendously by the slower start of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are in third place with 35 points, having played 27 games. So obviously Tampa behind the eight ball in terms of the comparison, direct comparison with Boston. But I think the team that's really, really surprised me and has helped the Bruins tremendously is the very slow start of the Florida Panthers. 30 points from 28 games, sitting right now in fifth place in the Atlantic Division. Based on what we saw last year from the Panthers and the fact that they made the big deal with Calgary for Matthew Tkachuk, I got to think that we all expected a heck of a lot more out of the Florida Panthers. we're not quite a third of the way through the season, so, you know, maybe there's still a lot of time for them to come back and play, but I did not expect to be sitting here in the second week of December saying that the Detroit Red Wings were ahead of the Florida Panthers in the Atlantic Division. So a lot of things are coming together for Boston, but, you know, they're playing typical Boston hockey. They're playing defensively. They're winning the tight games, and they're not going on any long losing streaks, and those are usually recipes for success. So do they surprise me? Yes, they surprise me a little bit, but again, we have seen a fair number of interesting things happen in hockey over the last little while, and, you know, you swing over to the Western Conference where, to your point, right now it looks like it's a lot weaker than the East, and we all know that these things go in cycles just the same way they go in cycles in Major League Baseball and in the NFL. But I'm looking at, you know, the Colorado Avalanche, somewhat slow start, 28 points in 25 games in fourth place, but just an absolute ton of injuries and injuries to key people, including Nathan MacKinnon, who I believe is out about 4 weeks. When those guys all get healthy, that will be like adding half a roster and without taking anything off the existing roster. So Colorado just has to kind of hang in there until they get some of these guys back. And right now, with all the money that is being paid to the big star players and the fact that hockey is a salary cap sport, when a guy gets hurt, you have to fill in with somebody that's at the lower end of the scale, and we all know you get what you pay for, and you're not going to replace Nathan MacKinnon's skills with a guy making $800,000 a year. So I think the depth of rosters is a big issue, and to this point, Boston has been pretty solid. Jim Montgomery's gone in there, done a really good job in taking over that team, and has, I wouldn't say turn them around, but has certainly put them back on the map in the place where Bruin fans always like to see their team. I just think it's an interesting story, but, you know, the Leafs are pressing them, although the Leafs have played three more games. And I was at the Leaf-Calgary game last night, an overtime win for the Leafs, but it was very, very untidy. I don't see the Leafs pushing Boston right now.
Hey, great stuff, John. We got to run. Perfect stuff. We can take us out of here. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be back, everybody.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, people. You can come at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson. So we've gotten a little hockey. We've gotten a little baseball. We got to talk a little college football. We got to talk a little NBA hoops here before we get to hour number two, which seems to come so damn quick every week. And we obviously talk NFL football all hour number two. Week 14 is here. It's upon us. We already had a crazy thing happen on Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. Just insanity with chaos. I can't believe what happened there, because I thought I saw the craziest thing that happened on Monday night when Tom Brady comes back from 13 or 14 points down, and then the most unlikely person in the world to ever do something like that was, I can't even believe I'm going to say it, but it's freaking Baker Mayfield, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? Baker Mayfield led the Rams in that situation? Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I do need to talk to you about some college stuff, and I do need to talk to you about some NBA stuff, and then we'll get to the craziness of the NFL. All right, brother. So the Heisman Trophy thing comes and goes, and, you know, I kept pushing for my guy Max to be at the party, and they got it right. Max was there. The guys were all there, JT Stroud and Caleb Williams and the guys. They're all there, right? And I don't think this was a shock. I don't think this was a surprise that Caleb Williams comes away with this award. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you, bro, is how do we make this more suspenseful? How do we make this more intriguing? Because I'll tell you what, bro, all I wanted to see was, like, the stories a little bit about these guys, okay? I had no interest in watching the whole thing because I knew who was going to win. So how do they make this a more intriguing event? Being dead serious, how do they make this more intriguing?
You know, that is a very good question. And, you know, watching the Heisman Trophy ceremony anymore is, like you said, there's no secret to who was going to win last night. I mean, Caleb Williams certainly has the stats and the Heisman moments at USC to garner this award. I don't think anybody in the right mind would argue that. Dugan finishes second, which I completely thought he was going to. But to make it more suspenseful, you know, that's a tough thing because, you know, these big D1 schools anymore, it's almost like they have a separate department within the athletic department in terms of hyping certain players that they feel that could be a Heisman Trophy candidate, and they mail stuff out, they put ads up. I mean, look, back in the day, Nike put, you know, Oregon put up Joey Harrington in Times Square, you know, on a big thing to hype him up and stuff. There's part of me that just says, if you got to stop, like, mailing out stuff to writers and to different media people, and, you know, the people that choose this, you know, I get it that there is some East Coast bias with some of this because, you know, out here in the West, you know, we're starting our games, you know, at 11:30 back on the East Coast. And so there's that. But at the end of the day, look, it should just really be about who's the best player, you know, who's the most, or how you look at maybe the most valuable to their team. You can make the argument that Dugan you know, at TCU there had, you take him off of that team, I'm not sure they're the same team. I'm not sure that they are.
Well, they're definitely not.
Undefeated.
Right. Well, I think right. they're definitely and not the same team.
Right. And then, you know, you look at Caleb Williams, you know, he comes with Riley, you know, Coach Riley to USC. You know, look, for Lincoln Riley now, this is his third Heisman Trophy winner. If you are a top flight quarterback, who do you want to be coached by? You know, if the Heisman is a thing for you, if you want to win that. You take Caleb Williams off of USC, I'm sure they would have had a quarterback that could have put up the stats, you know, or maybe close to the stats that Caleb Williams put up. But Caleb Williams certainly is a special player. He's going to, whenever he comes out for the NFL, he's going to go high in the draft, obviously. But I don't know how you make it more suspenseful, because I think, Dorf, by the end of November, mid-November, we know who's going to New York. We know who probably has the upper hand in terms of winning the Heisman Trophy. I don't know. I'd like your thoughts, Andy, on how we could make this more suspenseful, because I'm really at a loss about how we do this.
I think the only way to make it more suspenseful is for the voters to not leak anything. I mean, I'm sorry,
right.
but that's the stem of the problem, right? You have somebody leak some information, and then somebody runs with it, and I don't know. I mean, to me, that would be about the only way to do it. However, maybe you wait until after the bowl season is over. Maybe that would be a way. Because then you can kind of judge it as to what happens in those games as well.
Right.
I don't know. There's a couple thoughts.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, if you're going to wait until the end of the bowl season, you know, mid-January-ish, whatever that is, you know, after the national championship game, or you wait until the conference championship games are over. You know, maybe wait till then and push the ceremony back, you know, another week or two, or, you know, whatever it is. But I'm right there with you. But it's a tough call, because, yeah, you have these people, you have these writers, these media types that are leaking this information, and it just takes one person to frickin' go with it and put it out there. You know, I don't know. I would be in favor of pushing it back until at least after the conference championship games.
Push it back. Make it somehow a little bit more suspenseful. Make it a little bit more meaningful with what happens in those particular bowl games. And here's where I'm at. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, Max Duggan, the way that he went out there and willed his team to an overtime loss – again, right. I think it was just an amazing moment, even though they lost the game, like without that dude doing what he did, they weren't going to be in that position. And quite frankly, that's the way it was all season long for that team. They put the ball in the best player's hands, and this dude didn't let them down ever. And I don't think he let him down in that game either. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, and I'm sorry, but I saw moments where whether you want to, I know Caleb Williams had these great moments. They all did, man. That's why they were there. But Caleb Williams also had moments that cost his team. Whereas this Max Duggan guy only had moments, in my humble opinion, that helped his team. And you can't put the loss that happened against K-State on him. So I don't know, man. I think that dude was just ridiculous. And his story was ridiculous. He was the backup, for crying out loud. Okay. Like, come on, man.
Yep.
He didn't go there the same way that Caleb Williams did. So I don't know. There's just something real special about that Max Duggan kid to me. And I am extremely excited that the world is going to get to see this kid at least for one game in a major bowl situation. All right. We got to get this in. We got to get this in before we get to hour number two. Talk a little NBA hoops. your Boston Celtics had a little rematch with the Warriors last night, Saturday night, to kind of either, you know, make amends for what happened or whatever, get their path going, you know, continue their path that they're on right now. And unfortunately, right, it didn't go their way. And the Warriors played a great game. Like, Klay Thompson was just – that was maybe the best game that I've seen that dude play all season long for a long time. Yeah, yeah, I agree. But Tatum's been so good. Jaylen Brown's been so good. The Boston Celtics have been so good. But here's my point, brother. Those guys have played, I think, 24 of 26 games together this season. Yep. They've had no adversity. I mean, I just want to call it the way I'm seeing it. That there's been no bumps in the road for the Boston Celtics. Like, so everything they're doing is great, and I know that their record is gaudy, and they've only got six losses, which, by the way, my Milwaukee Bucks only have six losses, and you can count like the amount of games on two hands or less as to how many games their big three have played together. I'm just trying to say, like, people need to pump the brakes a little bit. There's been zero adversity for your Boston Celtics. Can you at least admit that?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, when I talk about Boston, I'll call them out for playing bad, for individuals playing bad. I'm like you. I have no problem admitting, yeah, they haven't faced any adversity. And personally, I think there's a little bit of a mental thing when they play Golden State because of the way the finals went last year for them. It'll be interesting to see how Boston responds once they get back home. I mean, they're out on the West Coast, you know, on a West Coast trip for the past week, and you know, they've won every game, I believe, on the trip except for Saturday night in Golden State. So, you know, look, Jaylen Brown has just been a stud for them. Tatum, I really do. I mentioned the mental thing. I don't know what it is, but, man, he was 6 for 18 last night. He had 18
6
points.
For 21, he actually.
Oh, 6 for 21. So then, you know, he had to take all these shots just to get 18 points, and he struggled. Personally, I think Golden State knows how to handle him. They kind of crowd him a little bit. He doesn't really enjoy being crowded and touched and bumped and, you know, moved off his spots kind of thing. So we'll see. They'll get back to Boston. They'll probably rattle off some wins. But this is some adversity because this is a team that beat them in the finals. And I think at the end of the day, Golden State is going to be – they're going to be in the playoffs. They have too good of players on that team and too much veteran leadership and too much experience not to make the playoffs. And I'm not saying they're going to get back to the finals and take on your Bucks or my Celtics, but they're going to be – look, they're going to be in the mix, and they're going to cause some problems for people because they have the Splash Brothers.
All right, with that being said, there's new kids on the block, my friend, okay? It's the New Orleans Pelicans and the Memphis Grizzlies. That they're leading the Western Conference. How much faith do you have in either one of those squads?
Well, until they do something, I don't have too much faith in them. They're like, I think you and I were talking about them a little bit, like on a Facebook post or something you had put up, and they're, I think you had mentioned they were fun and they're young. Okay, everybody's fun and young at one point, but at some point you got to win some games. You got to win meaningful games, and they just haven't done it yet.
Here's who I do like, though. I'll tell you what, I like the New Orleans Pelicans, bro. They got a lot of talent,
yep.
And they're doing this without Ingram in and out of that lineup a little bit. So that's something for me to watch. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one, baby. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. A couple things I want to get off my chest before we get out of this hour, and I do want your thought and your opinion on this. Obviously, throughout the week, we saw that Brittany Griner got released from Russia back to the U.S. Great news for her, great news for her family. I guess I'm going to take the opinion of what Charles Barkley took, though, because quite frankly, I'm not quite sure how the two things equal each other. You have somebody who had hash oil or whatever it was, and then you have an arms dealer, a guy known as like something of death. I don't even know what it is. I can't even remember. But I guess when you compare the two, I'm trying to figure out how that makes any sense at all. And then I feel really bad for the Whalen family, who their brother, their family member has been there since 2018, and I don't know how the two match up. I'm a little confused. I'm not saying that you don't take what you can get, you do, but I'm just confused as to why we didn't bargain a little harder. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Well, once again, I'm with you. It's good to have Brittany home, and actually have Brittany home back here in the Valley of the Sun. According to a lot of reports, that was the deal that was on the board. That's what Russia was gonna offer, and to take it or leave it. And you, you take the deal that's on there for someone like Brittany, there's a lot more to the story and there's a lot more to Mr. Whalen than I think people are willing to admit as well.
All right, we got to take a break. Hour number one is in the books, baby. Hour number two, all about the NFL and Week 14. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
And love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount. Are you 60 plus?
News with Kenneth Burns.
Due to a Michigan Supreme Court decision from over the summer, the state's former governor, Rick Snyder, will not face two misdemeanor charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee the city of Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and linked to 9 deaths. The Michigan High Court in June unanimously ruled indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of the country as part of the Russian Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass region. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as someone who helped to popularize the sport in America. He spent more than 2 decades at Sports Illustrated before striking out on his own via his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar when he fell ill. Wall was only 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
A legendary spread is being offered and a new variety in some cities.
Philadelphia Cream Cheese is launching a non-dairy version of its signature spread. The plant-based cream cheese is now available at grocery stores in Atlanta, Houston, Miami, and some other Southeast locations. A wider rollout is planned for summer 2023, along with new flavor varieties. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter is being sued. The suit alleges that the social media company refused to pay Private Jet Services Group for flights that executive Leslie Berlin took from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to San Francisco in October. The tab is for more than $197,000. The suit was filed in federal district court in New Hampshire. The flights were booked before Elon Musk took over the company. A 14th distribution to victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was announced on Friday, bringing the total amount of the restoration to victims to more than $14 billion. That's equal to about 70% of what each victim is allowed to claim, unless the claim has been fully satisfied. Madoff, who died last year in a federal medical center in North Carolina, pleaded guilty for the scheme in 2009. The trustee for Madoff's liquidation signaled that there would be more to come next year. You can certainly listen to us anytime, anywhere by going to our website, usaradio.com, also wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holler 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on that Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got NFL Week 14 upon us, people. All kinds of inactives, all kinds of actives, all kinds of craziness, chaos, you name it. We're going to break it all down for you. And like I said previously in hour number one, when I was kind of thinking about this crazy thought about how Monday night went when Tom Brady comes back from 13 or whatever points down, and then Thursday night happens, and the most unlikely person probably in the world, Baker Mayfield, who got to L.A. Tuesday, plays on Thursday, and wins the damn game. Explain that to me, Mike Wilson, please.
I wish I could, but you know what? I'll just sum it up like this. Every once in a while, a squirrel finds a nut, and Baker found it on Thursday night. Good for him. Like, I don't root for guys to not have success and stuff and maybe rebuild their career. So good on Baker, but it was completely, you couldn't call that. You couldn't write that up in a Hollywood script. Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, it was the Hollywood script. The perfect Hollywood script, I guess you could say. Anyways, we got about 50 minutes or so, 48 minutes or whatever, when we get back to break down all the NFL, good, bad, ugly, and what we're going to see.
B
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones. Like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to...
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Week 14 of the NFL is here, and we're going to break it all down for you. I'm not quite sure. I got your text, Mike, but I don't know exactly what you're talking about, so I'm not positive on that. Looking at Week 14, this is my thought about the Baker Mayfield situation in LA. Just give this some thought for a moment, okay? And then I want to get into, obviously, a lot of other things. But this might be the moment where Sean McVay says, you know what, I can be the guy to turn this guy around a little bit. And if you remember back to that draft class, they were on the same plane together, and I think that they had a really solid conversation from what I was told about the situation. And in some way, shape, or form, Sean McVay is going to feel like he's the guy that can turn this kid's career around, right? And let's not kid ourselves. Matty Stafford is banged up as all hell, bro. Like, so what's to say that they don't bring both these guys back next year? Obviously, Stafford's your one, and Baker Mayfield is your two, with the thought and the idea that this guy could lead your team if and when Matt Stafford can't. So I think that that's just something to think about, and I don't necessarily know if it means anything, but I'm just saying – don't be surprised if that's what takes place, Mike Wilson.
Oh, heck no. I wouldn't be surprised if that was something that took place because, you know, if you want to get off on the right foot with your new team, Baker did exactly what you needed to do, you know, lead the team back. And like you said, he was, what, signed on Tuesday, and he was leading the team Thursday night. And, yeah, no, Stafford is – he's banged up. He's done for the year. They've shut him down for the most part. So – or I think he's on IR, which just shut them down pretty much. So, and their season, look, the Rams season is just at a loss. It's garbage at this point. So they'd be best to rest and just let Stafford come back fully healthy next season. Let's see what Baker can do the rest of the year. You know, God forbid that he gets, you know, he gets hurt, then I don't know what Sean McVay is going to do, but I would think that was probably would probably be the thought moving forward for next year for sure.
Yeah, just interesting, something to kind of keep an eye on and watch and see how it develops. But I think that this is how I'm going to leave this, okay? He was there on Tuesday. He played on Thursday. I think the expectation level was zero, okay? Now that you've right. done what yep. you did, your expectation level goes extremely different, and it becomes very high, and let's see how people handle that situation versus the situation where there's zero pressure at all. That's all I'm trying to say. So we'll see how it goes. All right, bro. So speaking of that, Lamar Jackson, let's talk about this for a moment. Not going to be in the lineup. Huntley gets another opportunity to go out there and have success against one of your squads, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup, to be honest with you. And Kenny Pickett has shown some signs, to be honest with you, over the past couple few weeks. But how big of a situation could this potentially be for the Baltimore Ravens if Lamar Jackson is not able to get back to being 100% this year?
It's going to turn out to be a very big situation for Baltimore because we all know when you take Lamar out of that lineup, it just changes the complexion of the whole team. Now, look, Huntley, you know, he can throw the ball. He can run the offense. We've seen him do it. He can run around. Now, is he a cheat code? You know, video game cheat code like Lamar is when he's out there running around? Absolutely not. But he can run the offense. He can do a lot of the same thing as Lamar with the offense. And I don't think the playbook necessarily shrinks or anything like that when Huntley's in there. But Lamar is such a special talent. He is so good, so elusive, and, you know, when he's not in there, when Lamar's not in there, the defensive coordinator for the Steelers or whoever else takes a kind of a big sigh of relief because that can change what they do on offense, maybe in terms of getting at Huntley, maybe blitz more, that kind of stuff. But it's a big deal, and he could miss the next two games. I mean, that's the thing, and we're getting down here where it's playoff positioning, wild card positioning, and those kind of things. So this could turn into something pretty bad for Baltimore if they can't survive, quote unquote, without Lamar.
The other team I think you need to look out for in that division is the Joey big game Burrow led Cincinnati Bengals, who have all of a sudden hit their stride, right? Kind of got the first few weeks. They got out to a slow start, a little bit like the Rams, and it continued for the Rams, and it just didn't continue for the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think that has a lot to do with Joey Big Game Burrow. I mean, this dude he's a winner. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, he's won at every single level, and I think he's going to continue to blossom and grow. And we're not really talking about him for the MVP. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes. We're talking about Jalen Hurts. But outside shot to me that Joe Burrow has a chance to get there if he continues to win. And his team also has a chance to potentially have the best record in the AFC if they can continue winning. And, you know, things happen for Buffalo or things happen for Kansas City a little bit. But where are you on the Cincinnati Bengals? Because I'll tell you what, I think it's Kansas City, I think it's Buffalo, and I now think it's the Cincinnati Bengals, and any one of those three could get out of the AFC.
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head with Cincinnati kind of figuring it out and kind of hitting their stride. And look, this is the time of year where you want to start gearing up. You want to start hitting that stride going into the playoffs and playoff positioning and all that, and you want to get hot starting right about now with your team. So, look, big game Joey, big game Burrow is coming. And I think you can make an argument. He should be in the MVP conversation. He keeps doing what he's doing. He should be at least put in the conversation. I still think it's Mahomes as the MVP. But Burrow, certainly, if he continues to do what he's doing, needs to be in that conversation because he is so good. He is so calm there in the pocket. And, you know, I look at Burrow, Andy, and I could be completely off with this, but he, to me, it's almost like, and he hasn't done what this guy did in his career, but I look at his calmness and just the way he handles the media, the opposing team, big game situations. Is like very much like a Joe Montana to me. He's just cool, calm, collected back there, and you have every bit of confidence that Burrow's going to get the job done. Now, Grant, like I said, he hasn't done what Montana has, but he has some of those characteristics to me, which make me believe that, you know, from here on out, and last year from here on out, he's going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league for a long, long time.
I think what you're really trying to say, I'll sum it up for you, is basically there's no moment, there's no time that seems to be too great for Joe Burrow. He seems to step up to any and every and all challenges that are put in his direction. So, yeah, that dude is just absolutely ridiculous. We got to take a break. I hear that music loud. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back. Keep it close.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore, and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's
800-298-9093. Welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you like we do each and every Sunday morning, live for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, each and every single week, people. We are dedicated to you. You can be dedicated to us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, Mike, let's continue breaking down what we think is going to happen and just things that excite us a little bit. How do the Miami Dolphins respond after what happened to them in San Francisco last week? Do they have a solid game? Does Tua make those passes on point? Because he was a little high, he was a little low, he was a little all over the place. And I'll give a little bit of credit to the San Francisco 49er defense. And then I got to give a little props and some credit to a local kid, Brock Purdy, who played his high school career here in Arizona, for going out there and just looking the part, bro. Like, the moment we talked about Joe Burrow in the moment not being too big, but holy hell, let's give Brock Purdy some love, man. Like, again, and I'll compare this situation now a little bit to the Baker situation, where he went into that game, no expectations. Now he's the starting quarterback, and let's see how things roll for Brock Purdy. But absolutely a very impressive performance from that young man, first week in action, getting the call after Jimmy G gets that ankle rolled up upon. So talk to me about Tua, talk to me about Purdy, just talk to me about what you saw from last week.
Well, look, I think Miami's going to respond pretty well. I mean, they're on the road this week in Los Angeles to take on the Chargers, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Dolphin fans react to see Tua, who was taking fifth in the draft, and Herbert, who was taking sixth in the draft, in the same draft, because I think there's still a good portion of Miami fans that are a little unsure with Tua. And so, look, last week they're playing a San Francisco 49ers defense that is one of the best in the league. Like, I would go to battle with that kind of defense. I mean, they're just that good to me. Defensive line, backers, the safeties and the corners, they're all good, or if not great. So Tua was going to have his struggles. And look, if Tua can limit the turnovers, because he turned the ball over last week, I mean, that's just the way it was. If he can limit that, like you want most quarterbacks to do, you know, against the Chargers, they can have some success. They got it. They're going to have to stop you know, the Chargers' passing game. You know, Herbert has his guys back there on offense. And you would think that the Chargers are going to start hitting their stride and get in playoff position and that kind of thing. But I think there's also a part of me that, I mean, I love Justin Herbert. I think he's the real deal. He can get out and run around. He's every bit of 6'6", 225, or whatever they list him at. He throws one of the prettiest balls I've seen in a long time. But I think the praise that Herbert gets is a little, we got to pump the brakes a little bit. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't got to the playoffs. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won a division. Granted, he's in a tough division with Mahomes, and that kind of thing. But, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's not a great one just yet. I think he got a little bit too much. And not that Justin listens to his press clippings. I don't think he's that kind of guy necessarily. But I think the amount of praise that he got for having the success that he's had is a little premature. And like I said, we got to pump the brakes. Let's see if he can get his team to the playoffs. Let's see if he can get that same team a playoff win or make a little bit of a run in his early career. So
I'll tell you what.
We'll see how this goes. Yeah.
I think the problem for him isn't himself, okay? I think that coach is just a bonehead. I'm sorry, but that guy's a bonehead. The calls that he makes from timeout, from week in and week out are crazy. Okay, I understand the concept. I understand the philosophy. But again, I'm going to go back to what I said to you about my feelings about analytics in the NFL. They don't work, man, because the sample size isn't big enough, people. Okay, like get this through your thick skulls already, you NFL coaches. The sample size to go out there and try what you're trying all the time, it doesn't make sense to me. So when you have opportunities to put points on the board, you put those damn points on the board, okay? And when you have to kick the ball away because it just makes sense to kick it away, you got to kick it away. You don't put your team in a position where they got to put their defense out there on their own 30 or 40-yard line. And this guy does it more often than not, okay? So I hear what you're saying about Justin Herbert, and I've been pretty tough on him over the years because I'm not the way you are about these Pac-12 quarterbacks, but that dude's ridiculously good, okay? He's ridiculously good. And I think what's holding him back isn't himself. I think it's his coach. That's just my humble opinion right there, okay? Let me ask you something about this game. The Minnesota Vikings are 10-2. The Detroit Lions are 5-7. This might be the first time in NFL history that a team that is under 500 is favored against a team that is 8 games over 500. Detroit is favored by 2.5. Do they have any business being favored in this game, in your humble opinion?
You know, when I saw the line last night, I kind of did a double take. I was like, what? Like, the 10-2 team is the dog, the underdog in this game? I don't understand it, but look, people in Vegas, they know more than you and I, but to me, if you're 10-2, you should be the favorite. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You should be the favorite because you're 10-2.
Well, here's one thing I know about this game.
Go ahead.
Here's what I know about this game. There's going to be a ton of points scored because Detroit does have a good offense. Minnesota's defense has been shaky at best at times, and they win close football games, which they didn't win last season. So expect thunder and lightning, man. Expect 38-35. Expect 40-37. Expect 28-24. Like, I'm telling you, bro, expect fireworks. All right, I want to ask you this question before we get out of here because I think this is important too. We talked about the Bengals. We really haven't spoken much about the Bills or the Chiefs this week, but we're going to right now because they're the front runners. Have we seen some kinks, though, in the armor with the Kansas City Chiefs? And I'm going to tell you what I think the biggest difference is, which makes a lot of sense, and I'm don't call me Captain Obvious, but I think we forget about things at times. Tyreek Hill not being in that offense, whether we want to admit it or not, that threat of having that dude that can just run by everybody, it's not there. And I know Scantling is their burner now, but he ain't the same as Tyreek Hill. Like, there's no comparison, okay? I'm sorry. So with that being said, have we seen some kinks in the armor with the Kansas City Chiefs? I think they're beatable. Do you?
Oh, I think they're anybody's beatable, but no, I mean, I believe that the Kansas City is beatable. And as much as some people wanted to downplay Tyreek Hill leaving because they simply have Mahomes back there that he can deliver a victory under any circumstances. But you're right, like Scantling's a burner. Like he's quick, he's fast, he's all that. But he ain't the cheetah. The cheetah is a different level of speed that you can't coach that. That is God given or whatever imaginary ghost that you want to pray to kind of thing. So it's one of those things where that cheek in the armor, not having that guy, like you said, that can just get by everybody at the drop of a dime. Is going to hurt. And look, Buffalo's coming. Buffalo's main focus is to take out Kansas City. I think they've built their team around beating Kansas City in the playoffs because they have been the bugaboo for them for a bit now. So we'll see what happens and play it out. But not having Tyreek Hill in Kansas City is not a good thing, you know. So we'll see what Mahomes can do. If he's truly the MVP, he's going to get his team to the Super Bowl. But I agree that the cheetah not being there is a chink in the armor.
How important is it for the Buffalo Bills to go out and dominate the Jets, who were able to beat them earlier in the season? If you can't beat that team, I think that's not a good sign. So how important is it for Buffalo to play a really solid football game?
Oh, it's extremely important. Look, they're only a game up on Miami. What the Jets are like two games back kind of thing. So, I mean, this is a division game. It's going to be a fun game to watch, but Buffalo has to come out and put their foot down and be like, no, we are the division team. This is our division now. And so we're going to put you guys down and make you guys wonder if you can even beat us again.
Josh Allen is going to have to be the best player on the field and show this Mike White guy, like, dude, I'm Josh Allen, and I'm one of the guys that people were talking about being the MVP of this league. Kind of let us down.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through like we always do each and every Sunday. We are live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For your listening pleasure, you can always get at us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, it's time where we go through the games, we make our picks, and tell people what we think may or may not happen. Jets are playing the Bills, baby. This is a huge game for the Bills, man. Like, Josh Allen and this Buffalo Bill team now needs to do it without Von Miller, as we all know, because he's out. And that was kind of a big piece that they brought in, let's be honest. The dude's won Super Bowls with a couple different teams now and was looking to be the only guy, I think, to do it with three, and still has that chance, just won't be able to do it on the field for him per se, but maybe help them on the sidelines and things like that. I got the Bills, my friend, and you know what? I think they kind of put a stamp on this one, and they kind of staked their claim as to we're the best team in this division. We know the Dolphins are there, but the Jets, we're going to handle you.
No, I'm right there with you. In terms of who's going to win this game, I think it's Bills. I think I agree with you that this could certainly be a shootout. So points are going to be at a premium kind of thing. But I think Buffalo they just have too much on offense. So I got the Bills today.
Browns playing the Bengals. We've talked about Joey Big Game Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals hitting their stride. I think it continues. Deshaun Watson, in his first game, had some not so good moments. Guy hasn't played in a long, long time. I think it was, 700 days since his first since his last opportunity. And he got, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be tough for the Browns. I think the Bills, or I'm sorry, the Bengals have found themselves. And I like the Bengals to get it done at home.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with this one. Big Game Burrow does his thing. Cincinnati wins today.
We got the Texans playing the Cowboys. They're going back to Mills because Kyle Allen just couldn't get it done. And I think it's difficult to get it done when you got the talent that they have around them. So, Cowboys, man, and I don't think this one's close, my friend. I think Dak and the boys, they go out and they lay it up on the Texans in a major way.
Yeah, Dallas wins today. This is a stat game for the Dallas skill players today for sure.
Vikings playing the lie downs. I'll tell you what, the lie downs have done anything but lie down all season long. And it would be really, really nice for them to get this victory over a Minnesota Viking team that nobody, and I mean nobody, believes in, which is kind of crazy. They're 10-2, and they're winning close football games, whereas they didn't win football games that were close last season. So, to me, I'm sorry, but I see that as they've grown, and they figured out ways to win games that they weren't winning last year. I think it's going to continue. This is going to be a close football game. But I like the Minnesota Vikings to get it done by a field goal. 38-35 is my final there. I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings on the road.
Wow, check you out. You're putting scores up on the board today, Dorf. Wow, look at that. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you with Minnesota. I think it's a bit of disrespect towards them, and they are what they are. They're 10-2. Your record says what you are. So, and like you said, they're winning close games that they didn't last year. They're learning from it. I got Minnesota today.
Jaguars playing the Titans. Okay, so the Titans are really fortunate. They're in a terrible division, let's be honest.
yeah.
But with that being said, you know, when you got Derrick Henry, you got Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill doesn't have to be spectacular. He's just got to kind of manage things. Trevor Lawrence, I'll be interested to see how he plays after sustaining a toe injury, I guess is what they called it, from last week. The Jaguars are not a good football team. The Titans have to win this game. Like, you just got to win this game.
Right.
So I'm taking the Titans at home.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the Titans too. I still think they're kind of a dark horse in the AFC. I would want to avoid them a little bit because of that Derrick Henry thing. And they just – look, they take on the attitude of their coach, Mike Vrabel, who's done a great job since he's been there. So I got the Titans all day today.
We didn't really talk much about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I did mention, you know, that he – is definitely in that MVP conversation, and rightfully so, with the 11-1 Philadelphia Eagles just going out there and playing great football, and him having a 20-3 touchdown ratio, throwing, you know, passing 20 and only 3 interceptions, and I believe he's got 9 rushing TDs on the season. This guy's the total package, and I'm really, really happy to see it. On the other side, you got Danny Dimes, who started out the season, you know what, playing fantastic. Let's be honest, and I believe even last week the dude converted 81% of his passes, so 81% completion rate is absolutely phenomenal, but I see a scenario where the Giants could play themselves right out of the postseason, and this is one of those steps toward that. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles to continue flexing their muscles in their own division. I like them to win against the Giants and start putting in the Giants in a little bit of a precarious position where they could find themselves having that great start, not be so great toward the end of the season, and find themselves falling out of the playoffs. I like the Eagles, my friend.
I'm just going to say ditto to what you said there, Andy. I completely agree. They're going to flex today, and they're going to say, Giants are not ready for prime time. We are. End of story. Philly all day today.
This is one that I know you're going to have a take on. Ravens playing the Steelers. We talked about Lamar not being in that lineup this week, potentially next week as well, and maybe not back until Christmas or something along those lines. Ravens are 8-4. They're in a good spot. They're not in a terrible spot. So I think, you know, John Harbaugh has a little room for, you know, a little margin for error here, I guess you could say. I think the Steelers are poised, man. I think they're ready. I like the Steelers to pull this one off. I know they're a favorite, but should they be against an 8-4 team when they're 5-7 and clinging on to being over 500 for Mike Tomlin, right? Like, to me, this game is huge. I think the Steelers can pull it off, man. I got the Steelers winning this one.
Yeah, so do I. I got the Steelers today. That crowd at Acrisure, well, it's always going to be high in the Steelers fans, but they're going to be going nuts. They're going to want blood. And I think things are starting to slow down for Kenny Pickett in terms of how quick the game is. You could see it the last couple of weeks. I think Pickett has a big game today, and Pittsburgh wins in a close one.
Chiefs and Broncos. Wow, if you're the Chiefs, this is a welcome sight, right? Like, the Broncos have just been abysmal all year long. It's been just a bad, bad year, and you've given Russell Wilson $250 million. Like, holy cow, you're definitely like not happy about that situation. With that being said, this is a good opportunity for the Chiefs to right the ship. I like the Chiefs to get it done in Denver.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs to get it done in Denver today. I don't even think it's going to be close today. You got Russell who's not cooking, and then you got a coach that seems a little bit out of his league a little bit. You know, we talked about the Charger coach kind of being, you know, not ready for prime time. I don't think Hackett is either. But I got the Chiefs all day today.
Buccaneers, 49ers, we saw Tampa Tom and what he did Monday night, man. Dude isn't ready to be donezo, so I think this is an interesting game. But I like the 49ers, man. I think Brock Purdy showed me something where he came into a game that he didn't think he was going to get into, but wasn't too big. The moment was he looked comfortable. I think the kid's ready for this, to be honest with you. And I think when you have the defense like the 49ers have, it just gives you a lot of confidence that you can go out there and you can maybe make a mistake or two and that defense is going to be okay to keep you in games. I think the 49ers figure out a way to continue winning.
No, I got the 49ers today as well. I think Purdy's best option or best positive that he has going for him is that defense. And he has great skill guys around him as well. Just get the ball out, get it to your skill guys, let them make plays, get the ball to McCaffrey, let the defense get some sacks, get some turnovers, and you're going to be okay. I think Purdy is ready for this, but, you know, certainly he's going to need some help along the way, and San Francisco is not a bad place to be if you need help.
Seahawks at home against the Panthers, who obviously tough season, but they play extremely hard week in and week out, Mike. Like, this isn't going to be an easy game for the Seahawks, but with that being said, they got to continue their winning ways, man, because, like, Geno Smith has been pretty solid this year, better than we've probably ever expected him to be, and they're in the thick of things to make the postseason. So this is a huge game for the Seahawks. You can't lose this game. I'm taking the Seahawks at home. They got to win.
Yeah, they have to win. The 12th man has to show up, which they will. Geno Smith has been, you know, great all year. Like you said, better than we expected. So I got the Seahawks today. I don't think it's going to be close either.
Dolphins and Chargers in what should be a shootout. So many offensive weapons on both sides of the field. It's going to be a fun one. That's the Sunday nighter, by the way, so enjoy it. Get your popcorn, people. I like the Dolphins, my friend. I just think that, you know what, Tua's been pretty good all year long. He got a little rattled with the San Francisco 49er defense. I think he'll be up to the challenge and the task, and I look for Staley to make a bonehead play here or there and put his team in a bad spot. So, and that's not to be said that McDaniel won't do the same thing, because he's crazy too at times. But I just think there's something brewing with the Dolphins, man. I like the Dolphins, and I think the Chargers are going to be close, but they're just going to miss.
I got Miami today as well. I think Tua kind of finds his groove again. I think McDaniel puts him in position to win. And by the way, Mike, you know, McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, he is a funny dude to listen to the little videos on his headset talking to Tua and how he talks to his players. He is connected with those guys on that team in a way that you don't see much out of coaches.
All right, Monday night, our last one, Patriots playing the Cardinals. This might be the last gasp error for the Patriots, right? Like, they're 6-6, if I'm not mistaken. They need to win that football game. They're playing the Cardinals after a bye week. Like, you know what? They're playing at home Monday night. Oh, man, this is a tough one for me, my friend. I I almost want to take the Cardinals because the Patriots are going to be missing Meyer, and then they're also Harris might be out too. So, like, they're missing some key pieces to that offense for Mac Jones. I'm going to take the Cardinals, my friend. I can't believe it, but I am.
You know what? I'm not going to break from tradition. I'm going to go with the Patriots. Desperate team, desperate measures. They get the win in Glendale.
Kyler versus Mac. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Parting shot time. Keep it close. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Andy Dorf is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. We're live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to let you know and Robert know I won't be here next week. So, Mike, you're going to be rocking and rolling the show for us. I appreciate it. I'll be on my way to New York, and I think I'll be on a plane at the time that we're doing the show. So, unfortunately, I won't make it. But I appreciate you getting out there and doing it for me and putting together a great product for us. Anyways, parting shot time. We got to do that. But before we do that, obviously, you can get at Mike on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. Get at me at Dorf on Sports. You can get at us on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. And you can get at us on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike Wilson, parting shot time. You are up. Mike, are you there? Parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Hey, well, I was going to talk about this.
There he is. Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm here. Yep. No, I was going to talk about this when we were talking about college football, but I'm going to give some kudos to the University of Colorado. Look, they went out and got somebody in Deion Sanders prime time to lead their program. Nobody better at hyping up stuff. There's already things out there. He's already starting to get recruits there. Kudos for them for spending money and taking a chance on Deion.
My parting shot is very simple, man. Enjoy this week's slate of games without going through the pain and the agony of watching my Green Bay Packers. They're on bye, people, so I get to just sit back, enjoy, and relax with popcorn. Have a great day, everybody. For Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Next time.